Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to the best people I know, and it is a special Monday show, and the reason we have added this special show today is because we are very blessed to have the Carltons with us, and they're very much in demand. Their new book, Rich Food, Poor Food, just hit the shelves. So we are going to learn how to be healthy and shop smart in the grocery store, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot here from these international experts. We'll be taking your questions and calls at 347-637-1318. Just open up the chat room so you can type something in there for the Carltons if you would like as well. And I just wanted to remind you, you can follow us. You can get a free Blog Talk Radio page here, which is awesome because BTR has, 23 million listeners now, 65,000 shows a day. They are amazing. It's internet world, we're all together now, and you want to get a free BTR page. And when you do that, you can go to the Best People We Know show on the left-hand side. You just hit the follow button, and you'll get updates, because sometimes we add shows like this. To get the Carltons on was very difficult, so we'll add a show in addition to our regular Tuesdays and Thursdays. So be sure to do that, and you can go to my website and get more information on the monthly Mind Vitamin News as well. Well, let me tell you about Mira and Jason, and I can't even pronounce all of the elite educational definitions behind their name, so I'll let them tell you about that. But they are among the world's leading experts on the topics of weight management, lifestyle medicine, and micronutrient deficiency. You've probably seen them featured on CNN, Fox, they're in Shape magazine a lot, and so many more. So today they're going to tell us about rich food, poor food. What does that mean for you, and how is it going to make your life better? And you're going to feel better when you learn this information. So we're going to learn how to shop smart, shop healthy, save time, and save money too. Now, you might not know this, but there are over 40,000 food items lining the store shelves when we go grocery shopping, so it makes decision-making very overwhelming for some of us. But the Carltons have erased this consumer confusion, and they've created this indispensable grocery store guide, which is Rich Food, Poor Food, and that is going to take us aisle by aisle. It's going to teach us how to identify potentially problematic ingredients, including hormones, pesticides, GMOs, as well as sharing tips for how to lock in food's nutritional value during preservation and preparation. So at any age, whatever your dietary needs, some people I know are very allergic to different food, so this is a really important piece of information that you're going to be getting today. And the Carltons have a very high success rate. Why? Because when they work with adults or children to achieve sustainable weight loss and reverse health and disease, you know, they really make this practical and easy to understand so that we can all apply this. They work with celebrities, top athletes, corporate executives. They are absolutely amazing, and we wouldn't even be able to start the show if I kept going on about how wonderful they are. So you'll just have to go to carltonnutrition.com, www.carltonnutrition.com, and you'll see some amazing resources there for you. It is a privilege and pleasure to welcome Mira and Jason. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very, very well. Thank you very much for sharing your shine with us. And I am somebody who needs to learn this, so I'm like in the front row waving my hand. Define for listeners, what do you mean by rich food and poor food?
Okay, first, rich food does not mean expensive food, okay? Rich food means micronutrient-rich foods. And, of course, we talked about micronutrients in our first book, Naked Calories. And the micronutrients are those things that everybody knows is a big, scary word, but we don't have to be afraid of it. It's just our vitamins and our minerals and our essential fats, like those omega-3s our doctors tell us to get. So we're going to guide you through the grocery store in every aisle from dairy to desserts to find these micronutrient-rich foods. And then we're going to do something else. We're also going to help you to avoid what we call micronutrient-poor foods, or foods that contain ingredients that can be potentially dangerous to your health.
Dangerous. That's a powerful word. Can you give us some examples of this? Because I think that most of us who are not experts in this, like you, like the two of you, say, well, what does that mean? You know, like what is a good food or a bad food? And, you know, I think everything's good because it's in the grocery store. So to me, it's all good.
Well, that's what the manufacturers want you to think. That's why they put a bag on it and it says things like natural and healthy and all these different keywords that are supposed to make you think they're great foods. But the real truth is that there's lots of ingredients inside these bags that have potential to cause your body harm. In fact, some of them are so harmful that they're actually banned and made illegal in other countries. So those are the worst of the worst. We actually call those the banned bad boys. And those are things that are in a lot of foods and people don't think about it. For example, artificial colors. There are five artificial colors that are actually banned in other countries, and those are blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, yellow 6, and red 40. And those are in tons of foods. They're in things that you don't even think about, like different macaroni and cheeses. They're in ice creams and all those bright colored foods that you see at the grocery store. And they've actually been linked and shown potential that they could potentially cause cancer. They've also shown potential to make human DNA mutate. And they also have, in a lot of studies, caused ADHD or attention deficit disorder in children. And because of that, they've actually made them illegal in other countries, but they're still here in the U.S.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, it's interesting because we had Dr. Alex Concord on you talking about, you know, other countries and so forth, and she's an expert in well-being over in the U.K. primarily. And she was talking recently about foods that, you know, can enhance depression, different things that you just mentioned with the ADHD. So, you know, it is very real. I mean, what we put into our bodies, whether we are conscious of it or not, does have an effect. I think what happens is people get so overwhelmed because, you know, how do you really know about, you just mentioned that color, dye. How am I going to know? That's what you're going to help us with, right?
That's exactly what we're going to do. So that's what this book really is. It's a guide. It's a way that we split it up into two different sections. The first part of the book is the learning part. This is where we're going to take you through all of the different ingredients. Mira mentioned the artificial colors, but we talk about things like azodicarbonamide and bromelated vegetable oil, olestra, BHA and BHT. They all sound kind of complicated right now, but don't worry. We line them up for you, kind of like, you know, the usual suspects, right? We tell you what their big problems are. We tell you where they're located, and that can be used as a reference guide for the reader. We don't expect you to memorize it. It isn't difficult. Just short little snippets of what's wrong with these ingredients so you're aware. And then the second half of the book is an aisle by aisle. Kind of, we take you down those aisles. We show you the brands we want you to use, the ones that are the rich foods. We show you the brands that we consider to be poor foods. And again, when we identify these rich foods and poor foods, we identify the ingredients in them that are the ones that are potentially dangerous, like we just talked about, and you get used to seeing it. By the time you make it through all nine aisles, you're a literal expert. I mean, you're going to be, you know, sitting there, people will be looking at a label in the grocery store, and you're going to walk up and say, that's BHA or BHT. I know exactly what that is, and this is the reason why I don't want to do it. But one thing we want to be very clear about for the listeners is we do not demonize any brands. This isn't about killing the manufacturers or saying they're doing it wrong, because we don't believe that. We believe that there's poor ingredients. And there's a great opportunity for a lot of manufacturers to take a hard look at their ingredient list, change a few of them, especially the ones that have already been banned in other countries, and improve their food. But until they do that, this is a great way for you to educate yourself so that when you look at the ingredients of the food you're buying, you can say, well, maybe there's another brand that may be better for me because it has this poor food ingredient in it.
You know, and I think there's a lot of people listening who, you know, maybe they're gluten intolerant or maybe they're diabetic or maybe they really want to be able to lose weight or they have a certain health issue or different allergies. I mean, they might not even realize that unintentionally they're purchasing things that are really, you know, not helping them. And this is really life-saving information for a lot of people. I mean, some people might just say, well, I just want to be healthier because I want to be healthier. But for some people, this information is, you know, it's like a Bible. It's something that could save their life.
Oh, absolutely. Every single food in a rich food, poor food is wheat-free. Because we think that while for many, many years, people had been told that wheat and whole wheat especially were good for them. The truth has come out since that wheat is probably not an ingredient that is good for anyone. So we opted to leave wheat out of every single food in every single aisle. That doesn't mean, however, that we don't have crackers and pretzels and bread and cereal. We just want the one that's not going to cause any harm to anyone's body by eating it. Additionally, we are 100% sugar-free. Because not only is it important for the diabetics to realize that we don't want added sugar, it's not good for anyone. For example, I don't think a lot of people realize that when you see sugar on a label, that sugar is no longer or likely not any longer going to be from sugarcane. In fact, 55% of the time, it's from a sugar beet, which is not even what people think about. And then you can go one step further, and you can say that 95% of all sugar beets are genetically modified. So what once looked like a completely natural ingredient on the label, sugar, not only is it going to spike your insulin and make you possibly gain weight and cause all sorts of problems with your insulin, but then you have to think about the added risk now because we've genetically modified even sugar.
Wow, because, you know, the average person, this is very overwhelming for me, and I think I'm alone. But, you know, there are probably, you know, certain ones I think you have listed as like the top 20. But what would be some of the top things, you know, you're mentioning sugar and you're mentioning wheat. What are some of the top things that listeners can take away from, okay, these are the things that you really should look for because these are really going to help, you know, all of us be healthier and feel better?
You mean ingredient-wise or?
Yeah, like you mentioned looking out for the sugar, and then then the one thing you mentioned was the wheat. So I'm just, you know, and I know you have that top 20 list, but I'm just thinking that for listeners, you know, what would be, do you have like five or six where you say, look, you know, these are the things that everybody could be doing and they would be feeling better. They would have, you know, more energy. It would help their weight loss, because I'm sure there's common threads that
Sure. You
have researched that, you know, stand out more than others. You know, and I don't know if you could. I'm sure. I mean, you obviously are going through 40,000 items, but we can't do that today. So I'm just trying to, you know, they'll get the book and they'll be able to really research this. But I just want listeners to be able at the end of the show to say, okay, I've learned to be conscious of these three, four, five things. And,
sure.
You know, and then they can get the book to get in more research and go to your website, which is carltonnutrition.com, everybody, because that place, I mean, that's like a grocery store online. That's unbelievable how much information you can get on that website. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's CALTON nutrition.com for people who are looking for that. And like Mira mentioned, there's sugar, and that's a big one. Wheat is a big one. You know, and she mentioned GMOs, just in case people who maybe they've heard of that before, that's genetically modified organisms. I'll go over that real quickly. And that's because there's so many things now that we have to watch out for that could be genetically modified. So we're looking at soy. When you see something with soy on the label, 93% of all soy in the U.S. is genetically modified. And when we say genetically modified, what's the big deal about that? Well, there's no human studies that show that genetically modified foods are harmful for us. Of course, there's no studies that show that it's not harmful either. And there's been a lot of studies done on animals that show it's not so good for us. And in fact, it's been harmful to the animals. So there's 80% of all packaged foods in the U.S. contain GMOs. It's something that the listeners and the readers of Rich Food, Poor Food are going to start to become very aware of. And again, it's just something you may want to leave out of your cart. But then there's other things that you may want to leave out of your cart too, like high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup, you'll see it on the label. It's not sugar, but it's a corn sugar. And we need to be aware that when we eat something like that, it doesn't allow your body to send the signal that you're full. It suppresses the body's ability to secrete a hormone called leptin. And we might think, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, when we eat foods with it in there, our bodies naturally secrete leptin to tell us where you're full and you've eaten enough. But when high fructose corn syrup is in there, there's a potential that that doesn't happen, and so this can cause overeating. That's one you really want to watch out for.
Mm. Those two that you just mentioned, okay, the soy and the GMO, I'm a little slow to understand all this. Can you tell a little bit more about what the effects are of the soy and a little bit more on what you just said about the GMOs? Because for a lot of us, this is like, wow, this is totally new information, and it's very eye-opening. So just speak a little bit more about what is the soy? What is that going to be doing to us?
Right. Well, soy, an interesting thing about soy is that soy is not really, a lot of people have heard that it's healthy, but soy is something that men should not be having. Soy is considered goitrogenic as well. So soy actually slows down a woman's metabolism. So if you happen to have a slow metabolism and you're wondering why, and you happen to eat a lot of soy products or drink soy milk, any of those things, it actually suppresses the function of the thyroid gland, which we don't want to do. That's what's going to keep us losing weight or keeping the weight from not getting on. So that's why women shouldn't have it. Men shouldn't have it because it's much like estrogen, and that's a female hormone. So it mimics the effects of estrogen in the body, so it's not really a good idea for men to have it either. They actually say that it enlarges a man's breast tissue so that it actually gives them what people call man boobs. So that's why we don't want soy. And in reference to why we don't want it purpose of genetic modification. Okay, imagine.
Can I just pause for 1 second? Because I did want to ask, not to be rude, but just because I just want to make sure. So why is it that when, for example, if I go to the vitamin store and I'm looking at things, they sell soy. So why do people take it?
Yeah, soy got popular a few years back, and it's still being put out there. Not only does it cause those problems for a lot of people, and you'll see it a lot of times as soy lecithin on labels in bars, food bars, and such like that, but it's just really something that now more and more they're showing that it's not something that's good for us. And then that's even besides the fact that almost all soy is genetically modified. Unless you're buying an organic soy product, you have, on top of those physical things that soy is going to do to your body and your thyroid, it's also going to have the potential of genetic modification.
All right, and which leads us as a perfect segue into that. So,
yay!
To that.
I love when that works. No, genetic modification, if you could, an example, you're a farmer and you're making tomatoes. You're growing tomatoes. But you know what? It's cold outside, and tomatoes don't like the cold. So what you do is you go to a scientist, and you say, I want my tomatoes to be able to withstand more cold. It's getting cold in my neighborhood. And they say, great. I'm going to take the genes or the DNA out of a fish that lives in cold water, and I am going to put it into the DNA of your tomato. And when those two things are together, we are going to grow a brand new thing that's never been created, and it is a half-fish, half-tomato product that now can grow in your soil and not be affected by the cold. Now, that is the truth of what is happening today.
Wow.
Exactly. See, that's a great – I'm glad that worked, because so many people don't really understand genetic modification, but that's what they do. We're human guinea pigs right now. This has never been tested. Not one food – and this is the truth – not one piece of food has ever been tested on human populations – as to the safety of genetically modified foods for human consumption. Now, that doesn't mean it hasn't been tested with animals. And I'll tell you, the animals are not doing so well. Monarch butterflies, which are an endangered species, die by the thousands because they like to eat milkweed. And milkweed, what they normally eat, gets dusted a lot from the corn pollen. Now, because corn is 86% genetically modified now, all this corn pollen is dusting over their favorite food, and now we're losing all the monarch butterflies.
Wow.
We have hundreds of studies. I mean, there's a lot of studies on how it's affecting animals, none on human beings. You can look for, and here's a great tip, look for a label that says non-GMO project verified. And we have a picture of what it looks like in the book. But that is a third-party verification seal where what they do is they go in and they tell you exactly what brands, and they test things, are sworn to have no GMOs. In the back of the book, we actually have an entire index where we go through every single aisle in the grocery store and tell you what brands have been verified.
That was worth the price of admission right there, just getting that little piece of label information on the GMO, because, you know, the science behind it, it's just overwhelming. And then when you start giving examples of the people, the animals, the monarch butterflies, you know, you're talking about, hey, pay attention to this. It's just, and I suppose that this is why you wrote the book, because this is information that's very powerful. It's affecting everybody's life. People are, you know, blindly walking through, picking up things that they think are great and hurting them. And, you know, it's really just absolutely, I don't know, I think it's shocking to most of us to think that these things are approved. Like, how do these things get to be on our shelves in the first place?
Well, you know, that's a long story. You know, each manufacturer, I don't think they go in with ill intent. You know, what basically happens is, you know, they decide they're going to create a food. They go to a food scientist. They put together a group of ingredients that they have worked in the past. Oftentimes, contract manufacturers are already making something. So somebody says, I want to make bread, or I want to make a cracker, or I want to make a cookie. Well, here's the recipe. You know, do you have any problems with this? This is the one that seems to be really good working for us. The person says no. If it's working good for somebody else, I'll do it too. And it just gets passed on like that. You know, and because the people who are making our foods, they're not really aware of the dangerous ingredients that they're putting in there. They're saying, well, what's the harm if I add something like BHA or BHT? These are called the butylated brothers. These are preservatives, synthetic preservatives that are used in things like gum and breads and even in your multivitamins. And what it does is it stops us to smell the food and taste the food when it goes rancid, so it's a good preservative for them. But the problem is that the National Institute of Health here in the U.S. says that BHA is reasonably anticipated to be a carcinogen, and the state of California takes it a step further. They list it as a carcinogen. And the thing is that if these companies would learn that natural oils from things like sage and rosemary have been shown in research studies to work better than BHA and BHT combined to preserve our foods, they'd be able to say, well, let's just use a natural preservative. But, you know, you have so many people making foods, and it's just so complicated. And so instead of trying to go to every manufacturer and say, this is what you're doing wrong, we decided to say, you know what, for $15, we're going to create a book. You know, that's what it costs for a person to buy this book on Amazon.com or on Barnes & Noble, and they can learn themselves what's wrong with the foods, and we don't have to wait around for the government to swoop in like fabled superheroes and save us from all these poor food ingredients. We can identify them ourselves. We can look on the label. We can educate ourselves. And, you know, there's something else. We can do it in the confines of a location that we're familiar with, the grocery store. We all go there on a weekly basis, sometimes more multiple times during the week. And this is an area where we should really be learning nutrition, not from some long-winded, you know, I'm probably going too long-winded right now, but some lecture like on nutrition, but in the grocery store ourselves, in the foods that we're buying and providing for our families. And we can do that really simply and easily by reading Rich Food, Poor Food.
Well, you know, you're very passionate, enthusiastic, and obviously you're very, you know, articulate, and you're very knowledgeable in this area. So, you know, I'm excited to hear you say that you're, you know, you're going on with a lot of good stuff. But I really think that this is the age that we're living in. You know, health, we have to take our care. We have to go in and get a second opinion with a doctor. A lot of patients, before they're having surgery, you know, they're doing research on online and communicating with other members and groups about their experiences. And I think we have to be our own best advocates today. And I think that's one of the beauties of social media. I think that's the success of, you know, Blog Talk Radio or this radio show or what you're doing. And so
thank
this
you.
Is really very, very powerful information. But I want people to really go to your website because, you know, we're talking about being able to do this in the comfort of our own home. And I know that some of this can be overwhelming, but on www.calton.com, I mean, you offer Explore, Discover, Share. You have coupons to help people save money if that's an issue and concern. You have so many other, you know, you have request lists. You have tons of downloading and free things and videos and all sorts of information and links. What do you want people to do today besides go to your website, sign up for your email, get your book? What are some of the things that they can do to stay in touch with you? Because, you know, you don't want to love them and leave them with this. It's very overwhelming. And I guess what I'm leading to is your, you know, your projects and your groups and your discovery centers and all of those things you do to keep this community committed to living healthier and feeling better.
Well, our website is a great place to start. We just started, and actually we're launching on the 26th tomorrow. We're going to be launching what we call the Rich Food Resource Center. We want everyone to go onto the website and to join the Rich Food Resource Center because that means you're a part of this rich food revolution. And we really want to change how America is eating. And we want people who don't know enough about this yet to get involved. So in that resource center, one of the great things that we have is going to be a rich food request list. Because sometimes some grocery stores don't know, I mean, how would they, that we want better products unless we ask them for better products. So what we've done is all of the foods that we qualified as certified rich foods in the book, we went and we got the UPC codes for every single product. And what we did is we created a list that you can download. We want you to check the boxes for items that you think you want your grocery store to carry. Do you want to have better sandwich meat? Do you want to have a better sliced cheese? All of these things are on this list, and all you have to do is check the items and bring it into the grocery store. Our hope is that we will get enough people doing this, and it looks like we are, but it looks like if we can have enough people doing this, we can actually crowd the junk food off of the shelves. Because they will carry what we buy. It's simple, you know, supply and demand. So if we ask them to buy better things for us and we purchase them, they will start to do that for us. Now, we know being healthy can get expensive. So we went to every single manufacturer and we said, you know what? We don't want our people to buy, you know, junk food. We want them to buy your healthy option. So if you can give us a coupon to put in our Rich Food Resource Center coupon center, then we will supply it to the readers. And a lot of them came to the table. So that's another thing. We want you to go there. We want you to use these products. Because when these products start to make more money, they can bring down the prices. They can make sure they're in the grocery stores. They can advertise. All these things, we're going to make it more accessible. Additionally, our Optimal Life blog will always be updating people. We'll always have very easy-to-understand little stories about how food is affecting you, the science behind food, how your vitamins and minerals help in the body. Joining the Optimal Life blog is another really great resource for people. And then to follow us on Twitter at The Caltons, capital T, capital C, The Caltons, we always answer everyone. So, you know, shout away at us and we'll shout back and ask questions, because if you ask questions, it shows that you care and that you want to be more educated.
Mm. Wow, yeah, and for listeners also, I mean, you have some quizzes, some, you know, a lot of articles. There's just so much there. It's unbelievable, and clearly you are committed to this with, you know, passion and sincerity and enthusiasm, and that is contagious. And I know that this book is going to be a new bestseller, just like your other book. And wow, there's just so much to learn, but we can have fun and enjoy it, and you'll be our friend helping us along the way, because you do answer and you do respond, which is awesome. Final thought before we go for listeners.
You know, I just really urge people to start paying attention to what they put in their mouths. I tell people all the time, money talks. Make sure yours is saying what you want it to say when it comes to food quality in the grocery store. If we ask the grocery stores to carry what we want to carry, the rich food options, and we leave those poor food options on the shelf, it's going to send a very clear message to the manufacturer and the stores as to what we expect and what we want in our food. We can change the landscape of the grocery store over the next year, two, or even 5 years, dramatically changing, get all these foods off of the shelves that are causing us harm and put the foods on the shelves that are doing well. We are in control of that. The people themselves, we don't need to wait for government. So just take some time, learn, read Rich Food, Poor Food, and join the Rich Food Revolution today.
And if I could say one quick thing, don't be afraid, because in the book we literally have quick picks at the end of aisle, every single aisle with photos. So you don't have to learn it all right now. Be easy on yourself. Just pick the ones that we said that we verified are healthy, and then you can learn a little bit as you go.
Awesome. Wow. Well, this has been very educational, and I have learned so much, and I know that many listeners have learned so much as well, and I want to thank BTR for having you featured live out of thousands of shows, which is awesome, because that means you'll reach that many more people. And, you know, Mira and Jason, the only way that we can have so many listeners is by everybody paying this forward. So what I always ask our listeners to do is, if you've enjoyed the show as much as I have with Mira and Jason, make sure that you post this on your Facebook page, share this on Twitter, a simple retweet. You know, somebody might be in a situation where their child, a parent, a loved one, you know, they've been battling something, and this is the answer to them. And I don't think it's an accident that you have been joining us today and meeting Mira and meeting Jason and hearing this great information. They've worked hours and years. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt says, you can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself. I can't even pronounce half of Jason and Mira's credentials. So we can't do it, but they've done it for us, and they've translated it to, you know, simple, everyday, understandable, with the pictures type of information. So we don't have to be intimidated. We can do this together. But share this with a friend. You know, LinkedIn, social media is great. And once you do that, you can start that discussion. And the fact that you're here, I think, means that you've already begun the journey. So pay it forward. Share this show with a friend. Connect CALTONNutrition.com. They are on Twitter. They have a great Facebook community as well. And I'm in this just like you listening. I mean, you know, I'm learning too. And, you know, you've really helped me personally, and I know thousands of other people say, you know what, I deserve to do this for myself, and I can make a difference. And if each one of us went to the grocery store and took in those labels and all those codes that you've, you know, pre-prepared for us, wow, what a difference that would make in the world for everybody.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, and I really, really, really believe it can be a reality. Again, it's just up to the individual. And like you said, we're so passionate about it, and people can learn more about it on our website about it, but that's because Mira used to have advanced osteoporosis at age 30, and by changing her food and changing her diet and learning about nutrition, we were able to reverse that condition in 2 years. So it really is powerful medicine. Our food is our medicine. And if you're tired of being sick, if you're tired of wondering what to do, Rich Food, Poor Food will help you. It will guide you in the right direction. It will teach you what you need to know to take control of your health today.
Well, thank you, and continued blessings, Avalanche style, for all of the great work you're doing to help us be our best, and that's what we need. So Well, we will find you on Facebook and your websites, and thank you for sharing your shine with us. And I also want to let people know that they are experts on the Best Ever You community with Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, so you can find out information about them there as well. Well, in the famous words, I always close with Oscar Wilde, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. And Mira and Jason, thank you for being who you are and doing something that sets your heart on fire because you're helping so many people. And that's what it's all about. So thank you very much for being with us today, everybody. Join us tomorrow. We have Dr. Lou Ann Robinson with us. Her book we're talking about is Happily Ever After Right Now. So, you know, it's on the outside and the inside and all around. And then we have, Wednesday, who's coming up? I Solved a Murder. We have Sheila Wiskowski with us. And you might have just seen her last night on the A&E show after you were watching the Oscars. So, and then Thursday, Friday, geez, we have guests every day this week. So thank you, Mira and Jason, for starting us out on the right track and helping us be our best. So continue blessings, everyone.
So much.
Connect with the Carltons. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.